At that point, that represented about 20% of our total system value. So as we look back on it, we lost 20% of the distribution system to ice. That's a lot. And fortunately, FEMA came in, and about 87.5% of that was paid for by FEMA. The other 12.5% we had to, the members had to pay for. But thank goodness that they were there, because $42 million of very expensive ice storm, we had thousands of poles broken. We had never seen that. We'd never seen maybe 15 or 20 poles broken during a storm. We had thousands of poles that were broken. So it was just, it's the most devastating event that you can imagine that an electric distribution system can withstand, because it's so widespread. And what we found were some areas had between 2 and 3 inches of ice that were either on the trees and the trees fell, or the lines, and just pulled the poles down around them.